All right. Welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer. I'm here with my best friend, Kyle Dose. This is season one, episode 19. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. We're going to talk about the Masters.
Masters.
You know, we got to get something going this week, guys. It's a beautiful week. But before we get to all that, we're gonna review our week, you know, that just happened with some good old basketball, you know, that all was, you know, a good fun time. Basketball. Figure out a way of just adding all that into our good little list.
It was definitely entertaining week of basketball.
And got a big day today for me, I guess. I mean, I don't know if you're watching the YouTube. I'm wearing something weird. Feels
getting
weird.
Paid. Getting paid.
Yeah. If you told me this is the only way I'm gonna work a championship game, yeah, sure. Where do I sign?
Go Houston, go.
No. I want more merch. No, I want more merch.
I want more money.
I want merch. So in hockey terms, does my name go on the cup?
It'd be close. You'd be close.
You'd be very close. You'd be close. Very, very small print.
Unfortunately, there's only one Stanley's Cup.
There's only one. There can only be
there's
one.
Only one Lord Stanley. They should make a Stanley Cup that's like actually a Stanley Cup. Make it actually in the shape of Lord Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley's Cup. Just buy one just to have it. All right.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Week in review. I think I went 2 for 5.
Yeah, I gave myself 2 for 5 because I put the championship game on there, but I'm not going to count it because I put it again this week. I put it on there for this week. So
I feel like if Monday's going to work out for us, we're going to be doing this again next Monday. So might as well go ahead and just, you know.
And I'm just going to go ahead and assume that your two that you got were the two semifinal games. So
yep. I mean, both semifinal games were awesome. Like I was working, sweating. Just I was like, oh, Auburn might. And then, no, Florida just comes back. Like they're a comeback team now. And I feel like they're just going to find Walter away.
Yep. And then
player of the game, Walter Clayton, 34 points and 4 rebounds, dude. Like, what?
And then the Houston-Duke game gave us a meme for everyone where it's, women, don't ever tell a guy 30 seconds is too short.
Yep. Don't do it. 10 points, 30.
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. That's a long time there.
I mean, that's the thing. They couldn't score with 10 shots in the last, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Like, they put up 10, like, and they couldn't put one down.
It's destiny for Houston.
Yeah.
It's destiny.
He's doing it. At the end of the day, I do want to say that that was not a over-the-back foul. With the rebound, one man out-rebounded another man.
Yeah, that was a foul. Yeah, that wasn't a foul. No. That looked like Big Ten officiating right there. Just let him play.
Oh, my goodness.
It was bad. But yeah, we'll give the player of the game for that game, LJ Cryer. He got himself 26 points. And Houston, I mean, Houston's good. Like I said, I thought Houston and Auburn were the two best teams. Houston, to me, was always up there with the best team. Good defense, can shoot threes. Like, I mean, they held Duke to 67 points still. So
yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, just – Duke had the lead for a good portion of the first half.
The whole game.
Like I felt like Houston like had the more of the pushback in the second half to where they were able to
Houston basically kept it where it was like within striking distance at any time. They weren't leading like any of the game, but when it came down to like the 2 minutes, they were still in striking distance to make a shot or make a run at it. So that's all they needed. Their defense stepped up, got a helping call from the ref, and then, started draining threes. Boom. It'll be a good game because Florida's a three-point shooting team. Houston's a really good defensive team, but Houston's actually a better three-point shooting team than Florida. So I'd be curious to see how this game's going to go.
It's whoever's going to be draining the most. You know, you just got to get your ratios on your side. Like, you know, you got to start making more than you're shooting.
Yep. So let's see if Walter can keep making them, because they're going to need more than just him making points.
Yeah, because I feel like if Condon does step up and does his thing, and then you got Elijah Martin. You know, he's a good.
He did
really well in that to help us carry past Auburn for sure. So
yeah. So what are your other three?
The ones that are actual or the three that I picked from last week? I'm just kidding. So I'm just gonna go over the two. Yeah. Since I did the same thing, I picked a championship game that's supposed to happen today, because we didn't think we would be coming back on Monday, but we'll just make Monday a thing, like I just said. So, Carolina Hurricanes beating the Washington Capitals 5-1. Yeah, I thought that would have been a game of the week, but nope. And then New Jersey Devils beating the New York Rangers 4-0. Definitely a bit of a little blowout game there, just all one team.
Yeah, my other two weren't too big either. I picked the two semifinals in women's basketball, and it wasn't close. Like, UConn blew out USC, and Texas kind of handled TCU pretty well. So, yeah, but I didn't really hit on any of those two.
Surprisingly, UConn freaking blew out South Carolina. I thought South Carolina would have put up a little bit more of a fight for their championship. But
I always thought, like, the only team that could really compete with UConn would have been Southern California. But then when Juju got hurt, it was kind of like it wasn't happening. So once she got hurt, I felt like UConn pretty much had that almost locked up. But, yeah, I thought it would have been a bit closer game, too, on that South Carolina game.
Mm. All right, but, yeah, the actual top five, my other three, were two of the games that came on TNT yesterday. You have the Minnesota Wild Dallas Stars game. That was the game right on after Ovi broke his goal. He's the greatest goal scorer of all the NHL of all time now. That's kind of crazy. I mean, they lost 4-1.
Yeah, that game was my honorable mention game.
You completely forget. But, yeah, no, I think this game belongs on there. Going in overtime, and then Marcus Rossi gets the goal, game winner for the Stars. He got the assist on one to get the goals during, you know, regular. And Minnesota needed that win for sure to help them with their playoff run. And then another team that also got a good win to get a good playoff push is the Detroit Red Wings beating the Florida Panthers 2-1. The Panthers actually got me nervous. So, yeah. Don't do that again, guys. Player of the game goes to Alex DeBrincat, getting a really, really good goal. Oh, my goodness. He had two shots, and the second time he shot, he scored it like from the same area, and then he completely misses a empty netter. So he probably could have had a hat trick if anything, but you know, that's why they play.
Oh yeah, he probably could have.
And then my fifth game is the Philadelphia Phillies LA Dodgers. Got some baseball, Kyle. Player of the game goes to Nick Castellanos. Hits the grand slam in the he hits the grand slam in the bottom of the third, putting them up 6-2. But the Dodgers came back, and then they got a couple runs to where they scored three in the top of the sixth to make it 7-6 to make this, you know, game a little bit more back and forth. And then the Phillies finally pull away and win 8-7.
Yeah,
in the ninth. So
you know. Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah,
yeah. For my top three, or my other three I had the same with you. Mine's going to be a little bit – you're going to see a little trend because we're getting down to the final weeks.
Yeah.
So, especially in hockey, it's going to be more concentrated on a lot of these wild card teams. So, I have Detroit on here twice. I have the same with you. I have Red Wings and Panthers 2-1. I have the correct player of the game, and that's Cam Talbot. Cam Talbot played off lights out, 32 of 33 against the Florida Panthers. That was insane. Then I also had the Red Wings Hurricanes game, which it was 5-3, but it was closer. They hit an empty net goal at the game, or empty netter at the end. And I'm also giving that one to Cam Talbot because he was 33 of 35 on that one. He's kind of making the player of the week type situation for the Red Wings and keeping them alive. Yeah, and And they're keeping them alive in this kind of playoff push to catch Montreal, who's my last game of the week, was the Montreal 3-2 against Florida in overtime, where Florida was winning 2-1 with 9 seconds left. And then Montreal scores with 9 seconds left to tie it and then win it in overtime. Oh, and so, shit. Yeah, that was – and Nick Suzuki.
Yeah,
Nick
there
Suzuki,
you go.
Nick Suzuki scored both goals, the tying one and the overtime goal. So, got to put that one in there, even though that's who the Red Wings are chasing right now is Montreal.
Yeah. I mean, I got some games. They're my top five games when we get to our upcoming week. They're not really probably the top five games, but they're my top five games because they're the games I'm going to be watching alongside the Red Wings. Just, you know,
yep,
with
you
this
to.
Playoff push that's coming up, and, you know.
Yeah, so. And then you already mentioned that I had the Islanders and Caps game in my honorable mention just for the fact that Ovi broke the record. Yeah. And it was crazy because he breaks the record on the exact same day or the exact same amount of games as Gretzky. And then we talked about it last week. I said we were asking how he was going to break it. And look, I was right. It's all going to be power play goals the entire time.
Yep.
Literally from what we talked about last week, every goal was a power play goal from last week.
He's just finally done it.
Yeah.
Now you're reminding me. I have to play this because I sent this to you and I made a deal.
He's done it. Oh my
not that one. He's done it. Hey,
random sound bites.
I mean, I saved the one. Cause, which one was it? I think it was this one.
No, so it should have been the first one.
All right.
And I'm watching the Detroit Pistons playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So I'm watching basketball. And I start getting I'm watching the NBA game, right? And guess who's playing on the Pistons, Kyle?
Cade Cunningham.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, yeah, Tim Hardaway is on there now. He's still there. Forgot about that.
He's there. And
I forgot he was there.
I start getting into it because, like, I'm just, like, remembering him back from the days of playing for Michigan. I'm just like, oh, okay. And the next thing I see is this man getting hurt. And now he's on the bench. And I'm just like.
Down goes Tim.
I can't. This can't happen to me. Like as soon like I'm just sitting there watching the game, not really into it because they're down by like 12, and then this man before he gets hurt drains a three and gets two, getting us 5 points like within seven, and then gets hurt.
That boy, and then down goes Tim.
And then down goes Tim.
Tim so, is yeah. down.
That oh my.
Tim goodness. Is down. Tim is down.
I can't watch the NBA. Like I can't do it. But my honorable mention for last week
hard.
Was not NBA. It's the College Basketball Crown, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska
taking it all.
Beating UCF 77-66. The only reason this is an honorable mention is Nebraska just won $300,000 in NIL money.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I wonder if they're going to start making teams want to do that instead of
NIT, yeah.
Going to the tournament. Yeah, NIT's done for if that's what.
Yeah, that's.
To win $300,000, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
They have enough to buy one player for.
Good luck.
Like a three-star. That's about enough for a three-star athlete.
Player of the game. I guess if we're saying this is all going to one player, it's going to go to the player of the game, who was Juwan Gary, 20 points and 8 rebounds for Nebraska. I mean, like that's
he's a solid player
pretty close
too.
To being a double-double, and yeah, he was a solid player this whole season.
Yeah. So, what about your upset?
My upset? Oh, I hit my upset, Kyle. Red Wings beat the Hurricanes. Guess
true.
What?
I was there.
I do have an honorable mention since you were there. I watched this game. Like they are coming back, and I did not think that this would happen. But the Wolverines beat the number 15 Oregon Ducks in baseball 12-11. Like
I saw that too. Yeah.
Let's go.
I gotta give mine one last time to basketball since it's about over. So. Mine's in the NIL, or not NIL, NIT,
tournament. You get all
Chattanooga. Chattanooga in the NIT upsetting the one seed UC Irvine, 85-84. So I'll give that one to my upset.
Is that what the NIT is now? Jeez.
Yeah, Chattanooga and UC Irvine. UC Irvine is a one seed as the NIT now.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. It's not. It's nothing now. It's going to be the crown.
It's going to be the crown now. Yeah, for sure. Like, just seeing that alone, because the way they created the crown was from mostly Fox affiliates. It's going to be all on Fox, all in Vegas, and it's their tournament. And it was basically a deal between the Big East, the Big 12, and the Big 10 to grab like their top three teams. But that was the thing, is like we had Tulane in there too, because they're from the Sun Belt. You had I believe Oregon State was in it. I could be wrong with saying that, but it wasn't just the three conferences either. Like, yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, it was quite the lineup for sure.
No, it'll be good for basketball to have in that. It's going to definitely to overtake the NIT.
Yeah, well, I can't
remember. Especially when the winning team basically gets to pay their players with $300,000.
I mean, for sure. Like, it just like when
that's what should happen. That's what they should just do.
That's what happened. I was like, oh, okay.
That's what, jeez. I mean, and I have a feeling that's what they're doing with the money. It's basically that team is just going to get $300,000. They're going to split it $300,000.
I mean, I'm sure there's like a purse to where like somebody gets
what an incentive for a team to go play in the tournament. Like, hey, if we win this, we all get this money.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably like the biggest part of that deal is why they made it to be like, yeah,
it's an incentive. Like, it's how they're going to get them to play. So otherwise they're not going to want to do it. That's why the NIT's falling down. Like, there's no reason to play it.
All right, here we go. Come on. God, I got to rewind so far. All right. So in your first round, you had Utah versus Butler. Yeah, that's definitely. And then George Washington versus Boise State, Nebraska versus Arizona State, Georgetown versus Washington State. And that's all one side of the bracket. And then you go to the other side. You got Cincinnati and DuPaul, UCF versus Maddie. Oregon State. I was right with Oregon State. Villanova versus Colorado, and then USC versus Tulane.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. Like, you're telling me I'm having.
I think it'll grow.
And I feel like it'll grow. There might have been a purse to this, like to where you had maybe like a participant reward. Because I mean,
you're going to
Vegas at the end of the day. Like, it's not money, but it's probably like, you know, some swag, you know, some shoes. Something.
No, that $300,000 is for the play. They're just calling it $300,000 towards. They're just calling it $300,000 in NIL, which means they're basically giving the team $300,000. So they're going to be they're splitting that $300,000 between the players, basically, that played.
I know.
That's the only way you would get them to want to play.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there might be also a need for an incentive of just, you know, I got second place. I got next closest, like,
oh yeah, I mean,
you know,
I'm,
like,
I'm sure,
like
they got
how they
swag,
do like
but
golf, you know, because everybody comes out with something. And speaking of golf, we're gonna just turn the page to that, you know.
Yeah, it's time.
Get this going. It's all right. I got the coin in my hand. It's a clear heads and tails. I'm trying to get the all right 50 cent coin.
50 cent.
All right. Ready, Kyle?
Let's do it.
Call it.
Heads.
Kyle has won the toss.
Let's go.
Kyle has won the toss. He gets first pick.
And with the inaugural first pick, Kyle takes Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty doesn't know.
He's got to take Scotty.
It's Scheffler. All right. I got to pull out my phone now.
Yep, I got to type them in as I go.
Got to type as you go. All right. With the second pick of this Masters draft, Alex selects
Who's he going with? Who's he going with?
Oh my goodness! There's so many people.
To me, there's only one clear option here for number
America!
Two.
America.
B. D. Chambeau, please.
Wow, you're going with DeChambeau.
DeChambeau.
I was hoping to snag him with maybe my second pick, but
nope,
because he's down the end on mine. So my second pick is easy because this is one of our.
You have
I figured
to wait.
This is who you're gonna take.
You have to wait, my sir. I'm sorry.
You can just go ahead and mark me down for Rory. I'll take Rory.
No, sir. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we got another.
I'm not taking Rory. No, we're doing snake where I get two and then you get two, and then when I get two and then you get two. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, how are we doing this? Is it just one and one? Yeah, it should be just one and one.
It's just one and one. One to one. One to one here.
Snake only goes into effect when you have like 10 people playing.
All right, you can have. Yeah. Because I got fine. All right, I got Kupka.
Going with Kupka.
Kupka. Guys, man, I'm still trying to find freaking Scheffler.
You're going with some. Way down the line ones. So who do I go with? Should I go with John Rahm or should I go with
I'm not helping you. What?
You know what?
This is a competition, sir.
We're just going to go straight odds. I'm going John Rahm.
Rombo.
This might come into nice for me because if you end up taking Xander, it's kind of who I want to take someone else anyways.
Really? That's who I was banking on for my third pick.
Yeah, there's someone else I want to take.
That's literally who I was banking on for my. That's literally my set. Yeah.
I was like, if you pick. Because if you don't take Xander, there is one person I did want to take ahead of him, but I wouldn't have taken him if Xander was available.
Well, he's so
you're going with Xander?
Yeah, I'm going with Xander, buddy. I'm sorry.
Nice. All right, good, because now it goes with – bad about picking the guy I wanted to pick over him. We're going with Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
I wanted to take him ahead of Xander, but if Xander's available, it's like I felt like I have to take Xander at that point. So you don't hurt me on that one, Alex. Yep, he's the guy I kind of wanted to take ahead of him. So we got one more pick each? Or no, you got two more. I got one more. Are we doing 10?
We're doing what 8.
We're doing 5 or 10?
8.
We're doing 8?
Yeah. I've only got 3. You've only got 4.
Yeah, I got 4. I just did my 4th. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You got
4 more.
You got, yeah,
I got
you got
7
5.
More. You got, So with my 4th pick of the draft.
Where's he going with it?
Happy Gilmore, I'm your caddy. Will Zalatoris,
where the hell is that dude?
Where the fuck is this guy?
I don't even know where the fuck he is. Oh, there he is, way down the fucking line. All right, so Alex takes Will Zalatoris.
I'm taking the man. Like, he played really well his first time out there in Augusta. Like, do you remember his amateur year? Because I remember his amateur year. Like, and that's the thing. The Masters doesn't really change other than yardage. Like, the only thing
is,
like,
true.
It's always the same course they played every single year. So if you find the guys that always play well and play good, like Scottie Scheffler, or, you know, guys who can always hit low, and like their next time that they play, they might have a better time of playing the course because they play once every single year. Like, it's always same guarantee course.
Basically. To make this fair, do you want to do the reverse snake now since we're at the halfway point? Do you want to switch it up now? You get the next pick.
I get another pick, and then we go reverse.
Pick, you get to do the double pick and the halfway point. So you would get your 5th pick now instead. We'll make it fair because that's usually how a lot of times you would do something like this.
Well, all right. Just because I want to have this man on my team. Got to represent the lefties. An old-time green jacket wearer. Give me Phil. Give me Phil the Thrill.
Oh, man. Going Phil the Thrill, huh?
Lefty gang gang.
Dude, what are his... Holy hell.
what are his odds here?
His odds are like, man, 11,000 to win. I'm going to have to put some money on Tiger. I don't even see his damn name in here.
I don't even see Tiger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, since we're going that way.
See. You got you, Young, Willett, Weir, Watson. You got Bob. You got Bubba. Nope, no.
You got Bubba Watson.
No Woods in the W's.
I'm surprised you didn't want to take your other fellow lefty. Is he later on?
No, he's not. I only take one.
All right, well.
Out of my the eight, pick, I you can have to take one, and I think he has the best odds of all the lefties in the field.
For my fifth pick, put him down, Ludwig Åberg.
Ludwig. Gosh, I gotta find his name now. I like how this is all in ABC order for me.
Just all in ABC order.
The Masters.
Oh, nice.
That's what this is what I'm using. I'm not looking at odds. Like, I'm just looking at players right now.
And then you took what? Will Zalatoris and Phil.
Yeah. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got my five.
We got three left. Oh, boy. What's that? We're going to go international here, right?
Oh, you're going international now.
I mean, you just picked an international guy.
Yeah, I've got two. Well, he's not really an international. One of them's not really an international. His heritage is international with Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa.
Well, the name like Colin, you're not really international unless you're just from like Ireland or something.
Gosh. This is...
You're going to go with Hideki Matsuyama?
No. Because I'm trying to... There he is. Tom Kim.
He's done it. Tom Kim is taken.
He's done it. He has done it. Give him Kim.
Give me Kim.
I'll take Kim.
All right. So Tom Kim goes to Alex.
I just couldn't remember his name off the top of my head. I was like, gosh, I knew.
We'll just keep this... We'll keep this one simple, and I'm going to go with another previous winner. Put down Jordan Spieth.
Spieth.
Give me Spieth. I'm going to go down with some previous winners here.
Okay, go on down. Give me Rory's best friend, Shane Lowry. How you think about that, Cal? Good late pick. I can't hear you. Did you mute yourself? Oh, are we delayed? Oh no.
There we go. There we go. I think we're back.
Did you hear my pick though?
Did we delay?
Yes, we did delay.
No, that's what I was saying. That was the person that I didn't hear.
So Tom Kim, then Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry.
Rory's best friend. How you feel about that?
Nah, I don't even know who the hell it is.
I don't know who that guy is.
Like, Shane Lowry, was he like make the Lowry seasoning?
Yeah, no.
So now I'm torn. I got two people I want to pick from, but I don't know which one I want. I like both.
You probably
like
could Victor Hovland. Just take both of them, and then I'll probably be picking.
And somebody. I like Tom. No, I got to say my one pick for my favorite golfer. and he still is okay. But I got to choose between one of these two first, though. Victor Hovland or Tommy Fleetwood, and I don't know which one I like more.
I like Hovland.
I think I'm
going to
go with Tommy Fleetwood. I do like Hovland more, but Tommy Fleetwood seems to always play well at the Masters. So, put me down. Let's go Tommy Fleetwood.
There you go.
I've taken enough international dudes.
All right, and who are
even,
you going to go?
Even though my next pick is literally an international player.
Who is it? I'm pretty sure if it's international, I'm going complete up.
Give me for my wild card, who's always been my favorite golfer. Can you guess who it is? See, I threw
Rose.
Not because I said international. You thought it was going to be like Tiger or something. Give me Adam Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Scott. I always think Rose for some reason.
Nope, Adam Scott. And he's a previous winner, but he's always been my favorite golfer, so.
Yeah, I'm going a little bit different than you there, Kyle, for my last pick. I'm taking Matt Fitzpatrick.
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Well, you want to know a good story is the Wake Forest women's, you know, come practice at FCC, because apparently we are a sister course to Old Town, and Matt Fitzpatrick's girlfriend played for Wake Forest, so I was there when she was practicing, and I was like, oh, that's actually his girlfriend. I was like, oh, nice. Yeah, because like it took the season of, you know, full swing for me to notice. It was like, oh, that's her. Because like she was wearing like in that first season when she was with Matt, she was wearing Wake Forest gear, and then she comes to, you know, come to practice one, like, you know, after that season is completely over. I'm just like, oh, like, wait. It's really you. Oh my gosh.
It's you.
It's you.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
All right. So we both got our eight now, right?
Yep, that's our eight.
All right.
And now
so,
we play.
So I'll just start with mine. So Alex going off with B. Chambeau, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele.
I'm surprised neither one of us picked Jason Day.
I know, right? I mean, that's the thing. That's like when I do the draft, and if we don't have a full eight, I usually leave the last one for like undrafted. But I feel like those undrafted will end up in our honorable mentions. Like I'm sure Kyle can cover the honorable mentions while I cover the names that have been picked.
All right. Should I make a bet with all 16 of our guys to make the cut at least?
No, not all 16 of them are going to. There's no way. There's no way.
It'd be a crazy bet. I did do all eight of my. I put a bet for all eight of mine to make it. It's plus 306.
There you go.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know if Phil's gonna make it. That might be my one that knocks me out. He's concentrating real hard here.
Well, I gotta write this down. I gotta put it on the paper. That way it helps.
Yeah, I wrote them down as we went.
Well, I was typing them into the screen here.
The device.
I have to have it. You know, because as long as I have it down here, it'll be easier to just insert it there.
That's true. Oh.
Rombo. Kyle's getting Rombo. Ooh. Morikawa. Aberg.
Morikawa.
I don't know if I can even write that. A.
Hey, Berg. All right.
All right, and then you got, and then Scott.
Oh, he's got him written down into the brackets.
He's done it.
He's got brackets.
So those are our extras, right? That makes sense.
Yep. So if like so one
you,
of our
you got an eight teamer and then you got an extra.
Adam Scott makes the cut. He swaps.
Yep. Basically.
What if Adam Scott? Or is it just kind of? Is it just going to be like best ball almost? Even if so, they, well, so what so if all eight make the cut? So will he substitute the worst guy on your?
Yeah. So it's, the worst it's will your, be to it's the your, back. It's your bottom three, like your guys that are your lowest three scores. As your score.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, like, when if let's say all eight of mine make
the cut.
Yeah, so would it be basically the substitute would be the worst guy that I had picked, basically, at that point.
I mean, yeah, if you don't want that guy to be on your team anymore, yeah, for sure.
No, so like let's just say, like let's say Aberg barely makes a cut and he finishes like 57th and Adam Scott finishes like at fourth, it would swap Scott with Aberg as my top seven that actually to get scored.
No, we're only scoring the three. We're only scoring three out of all these guys.
Oh, I got you. But same thing. So if only Scott three. Still makes it better than so if Scott finished in my top three, he would jump into the top three
oh,
if
yeah.
I scored.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. No
yeah,
matter
so
what.
Yeah. So it's like it's like best ball.
Yeah. And yeah, it's
makes
yeah,
sense.
It's best ball but with three players making your best ball.
Okay.
Like you just take your three players that are scoring the lowest and you just add up their score. So if you got a -4, -5, yeah, and a -1, you've got a -10, like for your total score to where if I have like, you know, a -6, a -2, and a -1, I just have a -9.
Yeah.
So
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, either of us could have the leader, but we have other guys on our team to make a lower score, and that's just how it works out.
Yeah.
And you get a birdie for having the winner on your team. Does that make sense? Like, you get a bonus birdie.
A bonus birdie?
Yeah.
We get a minus?
Yeah, basically. Like, yeah, it's a bonus birdie at the end of the day.
All right, so, like, if my top three finishes and one of them is the winner, I get an extra. Basically, I get to drop a point.
Yeah, yeah. Bonus birdie.
Should be, like, almost an eagle at that point to win it.
I mean, yeah, if it has to be an eagle to win it, yeah, for sure. If I'm up by one.
Yeah, then it would be, oh, we switch and I jump.
Yeah. Bonus birdie or bonus eagle.
Fair enough.
Whichever way it goes. All right. Other than that, for the upcoming week, got some top five games to go over. Jeez. Gosh, I mean, I don't want to move on from the Masters. I just want to know. Let's go back. It's just... I don't want to talk about anything other than that right now.
This is the Masters. Welcome to this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day out here.
We got everything going on for everybody. It's just great outside. Alex is one with the trees. He's hugging a tree over there.
He is one with the trees.
He is one. All right. Obviously, game tonight is in the top five games to watch still. I mean, you know. Florida, Houston, championship kind of day, man. I mean, I am on just like cloud nine right now, man. Just can't.
You're getting that extra money.
Just getting it. My other five, obviously, I said it earlier in the podcast that it's a bit of a homer kind of top five, but I'm just going to go with it because they are going to be on my top five list of games to watch.
I said earlier, just be ready because there's going to be a little bias in there, but it's the playoff run. It's the two teams that are going to be close, the three teams, so they're going to be on there a lot.
Yeah. So I got the Red Wings and Canadians coming up tomorrow,
and then I got the number one game of the week.
Yeah, I got Senators Blue Jackets playing tomorrow as well. Like that's a game that has wild to be watched games. Almost side by side with each other. And then you got the Flyers and the Rangers. I know the Flyers aren't really making a run for it, but this is one of the Rangers games during the week that they got to win. Like, you know, if they don't come out with at least an overtime, the Flyers are pretty much playing the upset, and they can do that. Like, they're that strong of a team, and the Rangers aren't that really strong right now. They've lost to the Ducks. They've lost to the Sharks. They're not winning games that they should be winning, so we'll have to see that one. And then Canadian Senators coming up on the 11th. You know, that's another big one that, you know, both teams are wild cards right now. But, we want to see the Senators win this game just because they've got the, you know, I feel like if you have the Montreal Canadiens fall a little bit more, it makes it easier for the Red Wings to get in. I know it's not the wild card two spot you really want at the end of the day, but it's just like, well, you know, take it where you can, right?
That's true.
Take it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, mine are going to be pretty similar with yours. Like I said, it's just like it's going to be this little playoff run is going to be a lot of those teams in there. So with my upcoming week, obviously, I have the Florida-Houston basketball game. I mean, we don't have to go into that. It's going to be game of the year. We got spoiled with this Final Four. It was the four best teams that were left in college basketball. It sucks that there was no Cinderella teams, but you're going to get the best basketball here with these last two games, the last three games. So, and now you're down to the finals. So, it's obviously number one. My number two is, like yours, Montreal and the Red Wings. I think that is arguably one of the biggest games coming up in this wild card race, because Detroit's right now, I think, 6 points technically behind them, but they have a game in hand, so they're really, if let's just say Red Wings win, they're only four games behind the Montreal Canadiens. And then if they beat Montreal, they're only two games out of the wild card. So this is a really important game. It's basically going to be played like a playoff game. It's going to be very physical, very fast. It should be a fun game to watch. My number three, I just have the Masters in general. So let's just get right into that. Masters this week. So it's just going to be a fun watch. So
game of the week
is just the Masters of the week. You got to put them in there. So,
okay.
Masters got to go in there. Well, it's upcoming things to watch, basically. Right. So you got to watch it.
Let's just go into this. Which group, like starting group, would be the one to watch? That's what I want to hear, Kyle. Is like,
obviously.
Tigers group, obviously. It's the first team with Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson. It's the first tee, dude.
Like literally, if you just look at my gut predictions, I put Tiger, of course, as my gut prediction. So,
upset
prediction. Obviously, the one you're going to watch.
The upset prediction of the week is Tiger Woods just going to show up and just ball out and kick everybody's butt.
Tiger wins it all. But now we'll go into a little bit of baseball. I have basically not one game. It's the series in general. The Tigers-Yankees is coming up. Yes. I think it starts today.
Tigers have, I have that on mine.
Yep, Tigers. Tigers have picked it up. They started playing a lot better after they got out of California. So the whole Tigers-Yankees series is what I'm picking as like the upcoming games to watch, because it's going to be a fun series to watch. And then my last one I have, I did Toronto versus Montreal. That's a big game for basically all the wild card teams, because you kind of want Toronto to beat Montreal. So I feel like it should be a good game as long as Toronto plays their players.
Yeah, I believe that will be a good series to watch for sure. It's my upset prediction of the week, Kyle. Tigers win the series over the Yankees. We get a 2-1 win. Tigers get a 2-1 win. That's my upset prediction of the week. That's why it's not in my top five, because, you know, I just did all pretty much hockey.
That's fair. So my gut predictions
the
was
the torpedoes best Houston, don't work.
They don't work.
They're not gonna work in game one, but I think they're gonna take 2 and 3. So that's why in my cup predictions I have the Yankees. Nope. But when we get down to the gambling, man, I actually have Detroit today. So,
oh boy, oh yeah, I gotta do mine live because I was looking for my same game parlay and there was nothing last night, so I gotta do mine live. Thank you for reminding me.
Yep. So my gut predictions: I have Houston overtopping Florida. I think Houston is, I've said it the entire bracket season, is I think Houston's one of the best teams in the country. Obviously Florida is too, but I gotta stick with my gut the whole time, and they keep doing it, so I'm not gonna fold away from them. Houston's gonna top Florida. With Montreal and Red Wings, I think Red Wings have the chance, and it's just bias speaking, so I'm just gonna pick the Red Wings at this point. With the Masters, obviously Tiger Woods, of course. Like I said, let's watch that group. Maybe he'll surprise us. The Tigers-Yankee series, I got the Yankees taking that series, but like I said, I got Tigers winning game one because they do have Scooble pitching today, so I think they'll take game one, and then the Yankees will take 2 and 3.
No, we don't have Scooble pitching today.
Well, it said Reese, but now it says Scooble. It said Reese earlier.
Really? It said
But then
said
it then it me. Said Oh, Casey Mees is pitching today.
Mees. Yeah, it said Mees for me.
I was looking at tomorrow for Scooble. So
yeah, tomorrow
I think it'll Scooble. Be Yeah, I think it's going to be Yankees, Detroit, Yankees.
Just because we got Scooble on the mound?
Yep. Yankees don't do good against aces.
Well, all right. I think the Tigers win this series, man. I think they win it 2-1. Yes, we win it with, you know, Scooble on the mound. But you do have to look out for the man that is, you know, Torkelson. You gotta look out for that guy. He's
a good who has one home run. Yeah, that guy's a stud.
He's a big stud. You have to look out for Jake Rogers.
Oh man.
Oh man. All right. Well, my gut predictions. I've got Florida over Houston, Red Wings over the Canadiens. I've got the Blue Jackets beating the Senators just for good reason to have the Red Wings make it into the playoffs, and then the Flyers over the Rangers to help as well, and then Senators to beat the Canadiens. So it's like a loss, loss, loss. Okay, one's got to win over the other for them.
That's fair.
And so, yeah, that's why I had it in that kind of lineup of 1 through 5 or 2 through 5 for that, you know. All right.
See now I had to change my mine on the fly here because I forgot Scooble was tomorrow, not today.
Got to change your same game parlay live.
No, just my three game.
Part of the three game. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, part of my three game.
I've been having a lot of good luck with my three game lately. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER. Right? I've won a lot playing baseball here. So I'm just going to keep sticking with baseball, Kyle, because right now I am 3-0, previously 6-0. I don't care about the losses right now. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll right now. Good with Red Sox money line.
I've been a little equal.
Dude, I can't believe it. Like, I'm rolling right now with my three-leg parlays just doing baseball. See, look, I'm rolling.
I'm not mad because I'm losing on our podcast, but I'm winning big on just outside the podcast. Like, just I won
everything
like
else I do. I literally
just landed 250 in two games over the weekend. Like, I just picked two games and I got 250 on it. So
nice.
I'm up big right now.
But yeah, I've got the Red Sox money line over the Blue Jays sitting at -142, Dodgers money line over the Nats -162, and then going hockey, just throw a little hockey in here, Lightning money line over the Rangers, -142, because that's another thing that the Red Wings need to happen is the Lightning actually to beat the Rangers. And I believe the Lightning can actually do it. So this is at a +369, $10 payout.
It's in New York, though, isn't it?
It is in New York.
But yep, see, I have that game on my three game, but it's the opposite. I have the opposite on that. Yeah. I like plus money on a team that wants it, that needs it more, and at home. Like that's and you're getting plus money. That's kind of crazy. I would have thought Rangers would have been like in the minus on that.
Nope, they are not. They are not the favorite team.
So obviously that one was one of mine. I have the Rangers money line just because they're the underdogs. They're at home, and they actually have something to fight for, unlike the Lightning right now. Really, so. I'm going to take Rangers money line. I switched mine up. I'm taking Yankees money line today because I thought it was Scooble, but Scooble's tomorrow. So I'm taking Yankees money line today. And Yankees just came off a loss. So Yankees don't like to lose back-to-back games. So Yankees money line and then Houston basketball. I have them -1.5 to pull off. Basically, it's an upset at this point because it looks like Florida is favored by a little bit. So Houston -1.5, Yankees money line, Rangers money line, and I got a +675 on that.
Nice. All right. My honorable mention, though, Kyle, is going to Wrexham to be promoted, sitting at -700 right now. I know it's not really something you want to bet on, really want to touch. It's a good thing to put into a parlay for a lot of other futures that you want to, you know, bet on a future of another team. That's why
give you a little bump.
Gives you a little good bump. And they're sitting right there, you know. I'm good. Just reiterate on it, too. They're right there on the precipice of being promoted to the Championship League. And that's one step away from Premier League to play against, you know, Man United, Man City, Liverpool, all the big guys. That's kind of crazy. That's like, yeah.
They're in there. They're in there with the big leagues now. Max there. He's made it.
He's there. He's almost there. He's just like one step away, really. So
my honorable mention, I have the Montreal-Detroit game. I have Montreal +1.5 versus Detroit because I think it's going to be a one-goal game either way. I win if it's one Detroit, one Montreal. So I'm taking the +1.5 because I do think it's going to be a close game.
I like that. All right, so my same game parlay, I'm taking the Tigers-Yankees game today, like I said, and I was going to do it live, and I've filled my thing out. So
We're doing it live!
I've got the Anthony Volpe two or more hits at +200. Ooh. Then I got Spencer Torkelson to get a hit, one or more hits, sitting at -150. And then Volpe again to get an RBI, one RBI or more, +175. Total of +700, $10 pays 80.
Oh, that's not bad. It's going to be tough with Volpe there. That's a tough pick.
Never.
But he has been pretty hot lately, so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. The Detroit opener, their home openers, where I won actually like $80 this week. And on, Green. I had Riley Green hitting a anytime home run, so no one netted me a good bit. So my same game parlay, I'm going with the championship game tonight. I am still sticking with Houston -1.5. I'm taking the over of 140, so I kind of customized it a little bit because it went up, but I like the 140 mark. So I'm going to go over 140 total points, Houston -1.5, and I'm going to have Walter Clayton making over 2.5 threes, so basically three or more threes, and that'll net me +465 for my final odds. So $10 gets you about $47.
Nice.
That's nice. That's really nice.
All right. Don't bet on it.
Whoa. What's your top player props?
Oh, I mean, it's done now, but I don't want to.
So we haven't even talked about it. You don't want to talk about top player props yet?
22 or more points. Like, that's it. That's all I've got.
That was one of mine.
That's all I've got. 22 or more points.
No. So I had a little fun with it. Yeah, I have Walter Clayton 20-plus points. I have LJ Cryer to get at least 16-plus points. And my last one is Tiger makes the cut this year.
And he's not even there. What?
He's magically going to make the cut.
He's just going to magically show up and just start playing. Like, are you talking about his tiger son? Like,
any tiger is going to make the cut.
That'd be pretty cool. If
your name has tiger in it or woods in it, you're making the cut this year.
You're making the cut. I don't care. You're making the cut. You're gonna win the whole thing your first year. It'll be.
And my don't bet on it is Rangers making the playoffs.
I like that. That
Rangers. Rangers. Don't bet on it. Don't bet on the Rangers making the playoffs.
Don't bet on the Rangers making the playoffs. Well, my do not bet on it is the Athletics. Don't bet on them. They are struggling at home. They're not. It's not. It's in Sacramento.
Yep.
California. That place is going to be hot in the summer. Like
hot.
Like, you don't even want to play baseball in this weather. Like, you're just like, all right, when's the game over? It's going to be something else. I don't think anybody's going to want to go play there. The Athletics are doing better playing on the road than at their home stadium right now, their home stadium. So, Vegas has got to get moving. They got to get moving. They got to get something done, man. Like, it's getting out of hand, but I guess they made the plans way too late to move over to Vegas, and Vegas wasn't ready. I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, you can just turn off the one of the pools and just fill it with dirt and just play baseball right there. It's like right there on the strip. Like, everybody's there already. It's not much of a stadium, but still. Oh, that's a baseball game. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, bring it on home from that, I guess. Because I don't know. Like, Athletics without a home, I feel bad for you guys. Like, y'all need a place to play. And I feel for you.
Yep.
With Homeward Bound here, the Lions have created the petition to properly seed for the postseason, Kyle. How about that? I mean, it's starting to make some waves, my friend. Make some waves. Yeah.
I think it should be. It should be done. It makes sense. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Wolverines baseball. They're kind of getting hot right now with this previous. They need to, honestly, get hot from this previous Big Ten win. Right now they are 8-7 in the Big Ten. They're kind of right there in the middle. 17-14. It's not the worst, but you can turn a lot more wins and just keep that 14 loss and make it, you know, to be a good, you know, regional, you know, team. Not host, but, like, you know, to play. Like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 seed, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to see them back in the tournament. It's been a minute.
And then Wolfpack staying neutral right now. They're 6-5. They drop a few to Virginia, unfortunately. 6-5 in the ACC and 2-11 overall.
Hey, and Wolfpack basketball getting some transfers there from Will Wade.
Yeah, he's brought some good.
Yeah, they got some of those. Sure. They got some of them. And then Michigan basketball, number one in the transfer portal right now.
Oh boy. Got like that.
Yep, we landed. Yeah, we landed Elliot Cadeau from UNC. We landed Morris Johnson from Illinois. And then we landed the number one transfer portal with Axel Landenberg from UAB. So Michigan's already reloaded for next year. It's going to be fun to watch what Dusty May keeps doing.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Back to baseball for me. I got the Deacs. They've been falling recently in the ACC. They're now at 8-6 to where they only had like 2 losses, and this is not looking good for them. But they're still at 22-10, so they're definitely going to still be probably a good 2 seed, maybe host if they can turn things around.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, oh. More baseball. Tigers get their season back to 500. Yeah, we're back over 500.
Yep.
winning season.
It only took getting out of California. It
only took getting out of California and winning two against the Mariners, drop one against them, and then sweeping the Sox. So on a good little win streak, Kyle. Look out.
Yeah, Yankees. But now you got to go against the good teams again.
Got to go against Yankees. Challenge ourselves early on in the season. But Yankees dropped two to the D-backs. Lost to the Diamondbacks, man. What happened there? Ooh.
It was their first loss of the season.
Lost two games, though. You lost the series, my friend.
Yeah, we lost the series, but those are first two losses of the season. They can't go undefeated in baseball. You can't go undefeated in baseball.
No, you can't, but I'd like to turn that into some step two. It might be four. Let's see if that happens.
But then they went and took the series in Pittsburgh. So
fine. We'll turn the still number into
still,
five.
Still in first place.
That's okay. We're in first place in the Central right now. Well, we need to prove ourselves.
Need to prove. Need to prove it. Watch out! Watch out for them. They're first place in the Central.
Watch out!
We got the Royals.
We got the White Sox.
We got the White Sox. The hardest team in baseball to play. The White Sox.
Got the Twins.
Man, watch out for these guys. That division's hard.
It's so hard. It's so crazy.
Oof.
Yeah.
No, it'll be a fun series. It'll be a fun series.
So hockey. Red Wings need to keep this point streak and rolling. Keep it rolling.
Well, I think they're on a 5-point streak now? Mm-hmm. 5-game point streak.
With the win and then the overtime loss and then another win. Yeah. 5-point win streak or 5-point streak. It's gotta be gotta keep it rolling against Montreal and Tampa Bay again and Florida again and
yes. Oof. They have a tough schedule, so it's gonna be tough for them to do it, but hey, you never know. The one thing they have going on for them is that these good teams that have already clinched are going to be sitting their players, a lot of their players. So they will have that going for them, that the teams that they play, they're not going to be playing their superstars, all of them at least at once. They're going to be taking breaks here and there. So they have a chance. I think the game against Montreal is the game that matters the most. If they lose against Montreal, they're out of it. They're not making a run.
Well,
Montreal, now you basically have a shot. So it'd be game over. If they lost to Montreal, it's over.
Yeah.
That game comes down to that one. Or the season comes down to that one.
For sure. One more crack at it and you need to take
You advantage. Lose yeah. You lose it that one, you're down now 6 points basically once you even it out. So yeah, you'll be down to six. That's too much to come back from. But if you win the game and then win your next one once you even up the series, you're down to 2 points. So then you're literally within a game. And you have the wild card against Montreal. So you're in this if you can just keep it close.
Yeah.
They have more regulation wins than Montreal. So they hold the wild card. Or the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, just that game advantage.
Yep, they have that the regular wins tiebreaker basically. They have the tiebreaker against Montreal if they finish tied.
Nice. I like that. And then Canes. I think the Canes need to bounce back against Buffalo here tomorrow with a couple.
They're
of
also,
losses.
But
they,
yeah,
they
but
lost
but
to
like
Red
I
Red Wings, they lost to
Buffalo. But like I said, they're sitting their players. They didn't even bring Svechnikov nor Jordan Staal to the Red Wings game. They didn't even bring them to Detroit. So they're starting to rest their players. That's what I'm saying. These good teams are going to start resting their players like two at a time or so. So, like, next they're probably going to rest Aho and Jarvis and then bring the other two back. They're going to be rotating their players in and out now.
Yeah. Because, yeah, this is when the fantasy hockey season pretty much ends, because when they start doing that, that just, like, bothers me.
Kills your teams. Yeah, kills your teams.
But anyways, let's stop doing that.
let's just not do that no more, please.
But anyways, yeah, Pistons, they clinched their playoff spot. Speaking of the playoffs, they moved back down to sixth place, though, 43-35, but they secured it with a win against...
Somehow, they've done it.
The Hornets. He's already forgotten. He didn't write down...
What team?
What team did they beat to get?
Who is it?
Who was it?
Who did it?
Who's done it? Who's done it now? It was the win against the Raptors, but they haven't been doing too well. They had two losses before that, and they had somewhat of a three-game winning streak before they had a two-loss skid. So I mean, they're kind of. Just going like that, I guess.
Going back and forth, just
riding some waves into the playoffs. I mean, I guess they're keeping it competitive, I would say. I mean, I wouldn't be resting any players in that position, honestly. But I guess since you got the playoff clinched, they might start doing it and start falling a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how basketball does it. I feel like they might do it a little bit more than, you know, hockey and football.
Fair.
What Wrexham looking to secure automatic promotion with five matches left, Kyle. Five matches.
Five left. Can they do it?
They're in second place. Like I said, they're negative 700 right now in odds of getting promoted, so if they stay in that second place, they get the auto promotion. Like it's a big thing. So yeah, 24-9-8, 24 wins, 9 draws, 8 losses, with 81 points right now. Just I think they're four points back from first, so they could possibly win it, but they don't play the team that's in first, and there's probably no way of that happening if they don't play each other. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah,
no. Hopefully, they do it here. Hopefully, they do it.
I hope so as well. It'll be pretty cool to see a team that I've been watching for the past like 5 years, 6 years. Like, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't claim them as a team, but they are now the home team in my home because I have at least a scarf. Got to go see them play against Chelsea when they played down there in Kerry. That was yep. A good little time. And then, yeah, I'll keep them as a home team because, you know, get to watch them grow from being like where they were to being in the hopefully the championship league and maybe even the Premier. So, yeah. With that wraps up this episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. Next week, we'll look back on how we did with the top five, see how, if I made more money just, you know, working a game. Obviously, I did, you know.
We'll see. We'll find out tonight.
See if I get more merch, really, would be what we would see.
Gotta get the merch.
And then, yeah, next time, make sure you tune in, right, Kyle? Hear what we got to talk about.
Tune on in.
I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Dobus.
You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Have a great rest of your day and make sure you like and subscribe.
Done it. Just in time for Alex to go back to work. Damn it, Blaze.
Just to go to work. Well, that was the thing. It's like, yeah, I had to go get him because he's dropping his car off to get